I'm going to go ahead and call the MTC Administration Committee meeting of 12-12-12 to order. I'm the Chair, Dave Cortese from Santa Clara County, and let me confirm that we still have a quorum here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2 on the agenda is a consent calendar. There are five items on consent. We can entertain a motion on the consent calendars. Motion by Campos, second by Glover. There's been no request to pull anything or speak to items on the agenda. Is there any dissent on this item? Hearing none, consent calendar passes unanimously. Item 3 is resolution number 1058 revised, and this is the Commission Procedures Manual. There's some revisions in your packet, and I believe Adrian Wheel wants to give us a brief overview as to what this is about.
Thank you, Chair Cortese, and good morning, Commissioners. Just very briefly, this is the Commission Procedures Manual that has been in existence since almost the first days of the Commission's existence. And Francis Chin, my predecessor, had been very diligent updating it to keep it current with the existing state of affairs, both statewide and federally, and within our own commission. However, the last time it was really updated substantially was in 2003, and it, due to the fact that we have two new commissioners joining our board and increasing the size of our quorum and our voting size, I thought it was timely to do a thorough update of the Commission Procedures Manual. So I went through and reviewed everything, and what you have in front of you reflects all those changes. A lot of them are to reflect the addition of the two new voting commissioners and the way it affects the quorum and the size of the committees. And then other changes were to conform the manual to the current state of the Brown Act and the way the commission has been running its business in the last decade. And so those are the main thrust of the changes you have in front of you.
Okay, thank you. We have no request from the public to comment on this item. Any committee member request to speak or comment on the item? Seeing none, we can... Oh, I'm sorry, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank our general counsel for the thorough review of the policies and procedures. And I appreciated being able to review them all. I guess the only additional change that I would suggest is probably a change to reflect practice, in that in reviewing Appendix E, the last page, which describes the executive committee, it includes the membership of the standing committees, but it does not, it seemed to me that given the prominent role that that BATA plays in our operations, that it should also include the chairman of the chair of the BATA Oversight Committee as a member.
Which is a current practice, is
what?
Amy, what you're saying is a current practice.
Yeah, it's my recollection that that chair participates in those meetings, and probably this is just needing to be a reflection of what our intent is to include BATA in those central decisions.
Yes, that's fine. We can add the chair of the BATA Oversight Committee in the form that will come before the full commission next week.
Amy, do you want to put a motion on the floor including that item? Oh, okay. We'll do.
So make a motion to include that in the committee.
Okay, so we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Glover, and the motion is to move the item as submitted, but with the addition of the BATA chair on the executive committee, as I understand it. Any dissent on this item? So hearing none, the item passes unanimously. And that brings us to item 4. It's an opportunity for public comment on items not on the agenda. We received no request in writing. Does anybody want to speak under item 4? Seeing none, there's no other business for this committee, so we will adjourn. And our next meeting is January 9th, 2013 at 9:45 a.m. as currently scheduled here in this auditorium. Thank you.